Everybody awake!
Good morning!
Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning! Good morning!
Of a whole with different feelings to evoke, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know, everybody's got a seat to sow. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Nelsa Cox. Hey, Nelsa, you were sitting here when I was in Norway, and I wasn't able to be on the show with you, but I listened to it. It was a good show.
Yeah, it
appreciate was a lot you of being fun. That and being on so soon afterwards.
Sure, and it was fun talking to you in Norway. That's such a cool thing.
Yeah,
and I remember being here when you were in Austria.
I was, boy, you know, that was the first night we spent in Austria. There was a blizzard, and it was just wind was just blowing all night, and you could see the they had real high windows in this room we were in a hotel in Innsbruck.
Okay.
And it was just, you could see the snow just bumping against the window all night long, and
wow.
It was just best way. We were all bundled up and nice and warm under these dunas, you know, the feather,
yeah.
Down things. And I've called from Hawaii and several
and I
places.
I was on when you called from Hawaii, when you did
trip. I called from...
who did we have on? That wasn't Tom Campbell.
I don't know, that was 2016.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know who was filling
it
in.
It was...
Brian Freeman?
Nope. Mm-mm. I'll think about it in a minute.
Yeah. But I've called from several places. Some of them I can't remember where I called from.
Well, now that, yes, I understand that.
And I... And I'm not a drinker. So that's just my memory.
The night show, and Pam used to join
us. Oh, Kearney.
Tom Kearney.
Yeah.
Yes, he was on that day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did the show three or four times with Tom Kearney over the years, yeah.
Well, Norway was great. At one point, when we went to a place, it was a hotel out in the middle, literally out in the middle of nowhere. There are a lot of places like that in Norway.
Wow.
But it was like 300 miles from the Arctic Circle. So there were snow caps on the mountains. And the wind chill was in the upper 30s.
Wow. We tried.
And it was 100 degrees here.
We tried to encourage you to ship some of that air.
I don't even remember what I wrote, but the card has nothing to do with a birthday. Melissa bought these cards from a dollar store, Dollar Tree or someplace.
Well, I should not read it on the air.
I
congratulations on your big A. I'll leave the rest achievement.
That's happy birthday instead.
Yeah,
of, there's no
big,
A.
Big Oss. Big Oss.
I wrote that?
Well, no, they did on the card.
Oh, okay. I didn't even read the card.
Michael.
Well, it didn't have anything to do with the birthday.
You
I just
saw a donkey on
I
the
just
front of the card.
Happy birthday, Rufus.
A donkey with a flag on his rear. Yeah.
So you got two rear birthday cards. Mine's a rear, too.
Oh, absolutely.
That poor old man. I hope I don't look like that.
Oh, he's talking about Rufus or the card?
like that photo.
Yeah, poor old Rufus scratching his rear.
This is a heck of a way to start the show, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know people are going to wonder, what has gone wrong with
those
people?
There's a gift card that fell out of there.
Oh, my God, I didn't see that.
Well, that's good. That
Farmer's Market Restaurant. Yeah. Hallelujah.
That ought to keep you in food for a while.
Oh, man.
You can go there when we get off work.
10-4.
I'm going to the beach, but
Miss Linda and I can go there this afternoon.
Do that.
Yes.
That'll be nice.
I prefer going
meal.
When you can get breakfast. I mean, when it feels like breakfast.
Well, any time of day you can.
I know, but if it's afternoon, I don't feel like I'm
like
supposed to eat
good
breakfast.
Early morning breakfast.
Yeah, coffee and. All right, and.
So it is Rufus's birthday.
This is 84th birthday, folks.
Folks, you're looking at a miracle. People said
it is a miracle.
Like that woman said, "Hell, I thought you were dead when I was doing that parade that night."
Not yet.
Not for a long time.
What did you say a while ago? You're 84 and hoping for more.
Hoping for more.
All right.
The 4-H Club, healthy, hearty.
Well, it just seems like you had your 70th, then your 75th, and then your 80th. And I went to all three of those. Those are the times when you had big birthday parties.
Yeah, well, let's go for 85.
Yes. Yeah. I'm all in.
Where are you going to have 85th?
Probably in Nelson's Farm.
There you go. Let's do it to it.
You had the 70th at a construction site on the hottest day of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'll never forget that day.
You could not park. And here's Smeed's York trying to find a place to park. And
my mom would like for Mike and Rufus to come see the farm.
Oh, wow. That would be a nice place to have a party.
That'd be a nice little day trip, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that far, really. Great.
I tell you, the best time is either bulb season, which is cold, or iris, peonies, or daylilies, or in the hostas, in all the containers. So anytime like March, April, May is just, it's beautiful.
You got hostas in containers?
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Big ceramic containers and big hostas. Some of them are 5-6 feet across.
Well, why does y'all go crazy like that, planting all that stuff?
When you say y'all.
Is it just your mother?
Yeah, it's just my mom.
Well, everybody.
But Rufus, you have to equal my mom's number, which my mom's going to keep on. She's got 10, 15.
Or 7?
She's 88 and a half. Gets out and works in it every day. She's tough
as
good.
Nails.
She's good.
That's even better. Well, I don't know. My mother-in-law was like that. I mean, she worked all the time.
Yeah, I remember your mother-in-law. She was a sweet, dear lady.
She was tiny. Tiny.
And Rufus, my mom made you her famous zucchini bread, half the sugar and lots of cinnamon, and zucchini that I grew. So I have my contributing
factor.
Well,
I'm sure that Linda can partake of that being
a vegetarian. Yes, yes.
And the four little yellow, orange, green, and blue candles on there.
Yep.
Just forget the other 80 while you're at it.
Well, we're going to leave that cake. There's a cake there. A Chantilly cake.
You're going to leave it how long?
We'll leave it until the 9 o'clock hour so we'll sing happy birthday. Then
Big John said he's going to join us and he could eat that in one big walk.
Does John get up early enough to come?
Well, he gets up early. I don't know where he is.
Well, John, come on by, during the 9 o'clock hour. You're not going to have any cake.
Well, I know he must not be with Cheryl because Cheryl posted
the poor review. Cheryl's down at the
beach. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's down there with the girls.
Okay.
Yeah, girls' day sometimes.
John used to be a fireman in Cary. Maybe he's hanging out at the fire station. I bet he still knows. Of course, he knows about everybody in the state anyway, just like you.
He is the beatenest person I've ever seen to know people.
I know, and he's never been a politician.
No.
He's never had to get out and shake hands
He's
and
a
meet
music
people.
Man. He's a music man. Yeah. He's a legend.
That's right.
He's like a denouncer.
He is a denouncer from the Sand Hills.
Hall of Fame denouncer, that is.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
He's the
Beach
best.
Music Hall of Fame.
Well, my wife secretly refers to you as the melodic denouncer.
Melodic denouncer. God bless her. That sounds nice.
Yeah. And you know something I'm going to tell you, I never did at that time. Howard Boney used to mock you. Now, not Mock, but he.
This is the lawyer?
Yeah, the district attorney, Howard Boney in Tarboro.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he would do that deep. This is CNN News with Mike Rayleigh.
I'm Mike Rayleigh.
CNN News.
Well, see, I'm from Nashville, so I talk one way. And then when I'm on the news, my mother would say that I am, I don't know, putting on airs.
Well, you are on the air.
Yeah, so I have to enunciate. Now, Rigsby enunciates all the time. He talks like that all the time, but not me.
Y'all come
back. I'm hanging around the pool room in Nashville, and I'm talking like you're supposed to.
Speaking of Nashville, I have something here. How about our friend Cliff Joyner?
Yeah.
The headline is, Local Hero Honored with Flag.
Yeah.
Nashville's most recognizable community figure, Cliff Joyner, has been honored by the Elks Lodge at Birchwood for his many contributions to the town, including his tireless hours put in for the Blooming Festival.
And he is what a wonderful he's day. Never been he should have been mayor at some point in his life. He would be the best spokesman because they have a great mayor now. I've known her all my life. But so they didn't need to replace her. But and he didn't want to be a politician.
Well, what is the Blooming Festival?
They have that in late spring, like in May.
Yes.
We've never been invited to it, have we?
No.
That's not right.
That'd be fun to go to.
Yeah. It's a big deal. They had several musical groups, and they had the Embers, too.
Oh, cool.
So which makes it huge.
Yeah.
It's like having the Beatles to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But look at the headline. They call him Local Hero.
Oh,
he is.
Totally.
Yeah. One of my best friends and a childhood friend. Known him all my life. And just like Brenda.
Always enjoy getting the Cliff Joyner notes.
Yeah, why don't you take care of that
now? Let's see what it is. Never fear shadows. They simply mean there's a light shining nearby.
I like it.
How about that?
And who is
That was Ruth Renschel. I don't know who Ruth is, but that'd be Cliff. Never fear shadows. They simply mean there's a light shining nearby.
Nice.
Love it.
That's nice.
That's for you, Cliff.
Yeah. He is the light. He's the light of Nashville. He really is.
About civility. What a wonderful way to describe
it. There should be a photo in your book of Cliff Joyner because he is civility. Yeah.
Well,
he is
the definition. We can use him as an example of civility.
I do wish you would.
Yeah, good idea. Let's make sure I get one. Cliff Joyner, Mr. Civility.
Well, maybe we usually go down in October to have lunch with him. Maybe you need to interview him.
Yes.
At that point.
That'd be good.
All right.
And by the way, I just got the nicest note from former Governor Jim Martin. He is anxious to meet with me, and he said, I'll even come to Raleigh. And he said, you know, it's not strange, but good that two rivals, we were rivals when we ran for governor, but I don't recall at any time during our tenure that either one of us said an ugly word about the other. So it shows that you can get along if you
try. Except he kicked you out of your office in the Capitol.
Yeah, he kicked me out of the office in the Capitol. And when we'd be at these forums, he'd pass me notes and give me grades. Like a professor. He was a professor.
Well, he was a chemistry professor.
Yeah, and I asked him one time, I said, why'd I never get over a C? He said, well, you didn't deserve it. And it was funny, funny man. He was
smart.
He is smart. And he took care of his dear wife, Dottie, who's in a home for memory care right now, told me. And he's just a delightful man, and I can't wait to interview him. Here we go.
All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. And it's Rufus's birthday, his 84th birthday. Richard is with us. Hey, Richard.
Good morning. One of the great things about the farmer's market is discovery. And while I was at the State Farmer's Market, I discovered a tomato which was called Hillbilly.
Oh, I've grown that. That's excellent.
And I told them I would report that to our the results to our favorite 84-year-old mountain man.
Oh, that, yeah, let's hear about it, Richard. What is it?
Well,
they're big.
The Hillbilly had a unique flavor. It was very refreshing. It looks like a Cherokee purple, but it's very refreshing. So when I thought about that, I said, well, this will definitely get Jethro Bodine seal of approval.
Probably Lum and Abner, too. I go for the approval of Lum and Abner.
Yeah. And so you can just imagine Jethro Bodine sitting around the cement pond saying, well, Uncle Jed, Granny even got us some mayo named after our dog, Duke.
Duke.
Well, Richard, what is the you described the Hillbilly tomato? Is it spicy?
Not spicy, but it's got a wonderful sweet complex flavor, not unlike a Cherokee purple, but just refreshing is about the best description.
I think that it has some German Johnson lineage, just because of the leaves on the plant itself, and then the size of the tomato. That's, you know, I grew some of that's been a couple years ago, but they were big tomatoes.
And I'm so glad that there are particular growers that have great success now with delivering heirlooms to the marketplace.
Yes.
So I can go get Cherokee Purples at the farmer's market in Beaufort now. And I don't know how they do it without all the disease problems, but God bless our farmers.
What day of the week is the Beaufort farmer's market?
It's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the courthouse, and they won't let you buy anything until 9 because the late risers were complaining that everything was sold out.
Yeah. Hmm. I understand that. I bet it's good.
Hey, well, you know, speaking of tomatoes, is it Marshall's that's out on 64 that grows all the tomatoes? I don't think they're open this year. I don't see any tomatoes, and I don't know what happened.
Oh, I don't either. I noticed they weren't putting them in this spring, and that their stand never opened up.
That's very sad.
I think he might be in declining health, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that's so sad.
But,
gosh, they grew so many tomatoes. And they built that nice stand.
I have not heard. You know, if anybody out there knows, because they're just a great family. And,
I know.
Such good growers. And
Weekend Gardener listeners, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was even a video of them feeding tomatoes to their catfish.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. And last time I drove by there on the way to Jordan Lake, it looked like they were fumigating their fields. But by the way, Jordan Lake is, we were going to have an Adopt a Shoreline this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
But it got canceled because the staff told me, and the superintendent's been there 20 years, and he said it's the worst he's ever seen it.
It's pretty insane. I drove over Monday. And, I mean, there's no way you could have gotten on the water. There were logs, large logs, trees floating everywhere. And then I drove.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Drove by again yesterday, and it looks like they've all kind of settled in one cove and literally taken up like a 250 by 250 square foot area. It's crazy. And then, like you said, Richard, the levels, oh my goodness. I mean, it is just insane. You can't even see the beaches, or you can't see the shoreline. There is no shoreline.
Well, the Corps of Engineers has things in control, and that's why Jordan Lake was built. And they said that, you know, the way that the debris is moving, I get that's the way it's supposed to go. The debris is it collected in one area.
So it avoids, because they're doing daily drops, and so I guess it avoids going to.
And they're letting water move downstream, but not enough to bother anybody downstream.
I can imagine like the wheel a quarter turn or something.
So it's fascinating to see, and we're so sad at the people that were lost, that they were on it in some kind of boat, canoe, or
that was
kayaks, and we're sad about that.
Norway, we used to go into Bergen.
We got about 20 seconds.
Okay, and I asked the chief mate what it was going to be like, and we got up to Norway in that area when we were in the Med, and he says, "Them days are best forgot."
It's going to be cold, I tell you that. Thank you, Brother Richard. We'll see you next time.
Y'all have a great one.
All right. We'll talk to Steve next here on The Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF. What plants are y'all talking about off the air here?
We're talking about a cardinal plant that Nelson gave me. That's a perennial, and it still comes back.
It's an annual, but it seeds out is what it does.
Yeah.
All kinds of folks, Mark Jones and Tim Gupton and Jackie and Judy Farmer and Pam Beck and all kinds of folks. And the mayor of Mebane. Mayor Hooks and his son Chris Hooks say happy birthday.
Well,
he just texts
Cliff Joyner says happy birthday.
He just texts me. I said, "How's Mebane?" Because they got hit hard.
Yeah, but they got a good mayor, so they're taking care of it over there. So I think that things are improving with their water system. They were kind of without water.
That's right. They had like a 2-day supply.
You brush your teeth, but no. All right, 919.
Well, thank you to all those wonderful people.
Well, I'm sure it's going to continue because we haven't even sung happy birthday to you. We haven't cut the cakes.
Yeah, and where's Big John? I tell you what, Big John, we've been missing you already. You were going to come into the station today, and we look for you. Mike or I will come down and let you in.
We'll have to text us, John, not open air here. Not like the farmer's building at the farmer's market. You got to text me if you want to get in the building. You know that. So Rufus is not going to be able to wait too long before he eats his cake.
And the old code doesn't work right now, Big John, to the building.
Well, he's got to have a key or all password and a secret sign anyway. Well, and he ain't got all that.
The Chitlin' Club won't work either.
No, the Chitlin' Club.
Not to this building.
Chitlin' Club will not work here, although it is held in great esteem.
Yes, sir. You're getting better every day, Michael.
I just try to be diplomatic about everything. You know, it's just the way you have to be in this world.
Right.
Especially as ruckus as that organization is and the people in it.
Yeah. Well, it's the mark of civility. There are little things that you wouldn't quite describe as genteel.
Certainly.
During the ceremony.
It's too bad that Governor Martin doesn't live closer so he could be in the club.
He would make a great member.
I think he could keep order. I think he could be the head of the CIA.
He could at least be a deputy. There's no doubt about it.
Of course, J.C. is the chief investigative agent.
That was fun talking to him a couple weeks ago when you were in Norway.
Oh, well, it's always fun to talk to JC.
Absolutely.
Fun to listen to him talking about stuff. All right, Steve is in Garner. Steve, you been out this morning with your daylilies?
Yeah, we moved some plants today. I had some that were growing up in a tea olive, and they were crowded, so I moved them to a more open spot. And we have a variegated lantana that we've had for probably 15 years, and it keeps coming back. It is one of the most tenacious plants I have ever seen.
Variegated. Boy, that made attention brought to Nelsa there when you said variegation.
Yeah.
And it's got yellow flowers, real bright yellow flowers. It's a really, really, like I said, robust plant. And we were down to 37 blooming clumps now. So that's why we get some of the other gardening done, since we don't have to deadhead so much. But if you're thinking of moving a plant now, the best thing to do is to remember to keep it moist, not wet, moist, during this hot time. I mean, you can move a plant. You just have to be tenacious about watering it. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
we're just listening.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about reeds.
We're just taking a break. Just kind of resting our eyes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I wanted to ask about rebloomers, Steve. When will your rebloomers start?
We've got some that are reblooming now. You can tell a rebloomer because it's got an extra scape coming up that is later than the other scapes. So basically, it's a fan that's inside the clump that's shooting a scape up late. And there are some that we have, probably about half of what we have out there are rebloomers.
Well, it sounds more like continuous bloomers to me rather than rebloom, continuous bloomers.
Well, or the bloomers that you wear.
Yeah.
Here are your bloomers.
Big bloomers.
We had one that's right beside the driveway that is still blooming, that started blooming probably in late March, early June, and has had blooms on it every day for the last month and a half. It is the most amazing plant, and it's a big enough clump that I can share, so... Rufus?
Yes, sir.
My wife has determined that you deserve something. And since you requested a white daylily, when you guys are in Fuquay, we'll bring you one.
Oh, blessed.
We'll be at Rescue Wood, I believe.
Yeah, that place on Main Street, right?
Yeah,
Well, I look forward to that.
They're like barnwood builders. They go around and clean out people's barns and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's the most fascinating thing. The most beautiful
they are
wood.
A great crew, I am telling you.
They are.
They just did the tables for my dear friend Kim at Lucci Blues, which is a new place that opened in Fuquay, and we need to go to lunch there sometime. It is fabulous.
Yeah.
But their tables are gorgeous, and Rescue Wood did them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, Rescue Wood Rehab is in a shopping center.
It's right beside Guardian Angel.
Right, I thought it was right beside Guardian Angel. Yeah. God, they're such great folks. So interesting, and they have all of this beautiful wood, but they also work on it, too.
They do.
And build
I have
stuff.
A beautiful cutting board from them that I have at the beach, yeah.
So come on out there, Steve.
They were there, a couple months ago?
Yeah, it hadn't been too long.
Fascinating place.
We had a great time.
Anybody is interested, I've got a red-hot poker I'm going to be digging up, and I'll share the...
Well, don't chase anybody around the yard with it.
And I've got plenty of gladiolas that I can dig up that if anybody wants them, I can share. And I gave you guys some pineapple lilies, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I took some, yes.
Yes.
Yours bloom yet?
No.
Well, mine are blooming fantastically this year.
I've seen some really pretty ones in people's garden. Just
yeah,
even
everything's been blooming
really
well to this year.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that yours will after they get acclimated to your garden.
Right,
right.
Start blooming because it's a beautiful bloom.
Well, Steve, we got to go, buddy.
Okay.
You well, take her easy.
I look forward to seeing you, Steve. And that
don't
white.
Run over people on your way out.
No, we won't do that. Bye-bye. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here. We were just talking to Big John. He's going to make an appearance. Here. We were just talking about off the air about Bobby Tomlinson's book, the guy along with Jackie Gore who started the Embers, and that was kind of a segue because we had talked about Ridgway
yes.
and Ridgway cantaloupes, and there's no greater spokesman or ambassador for Ridgway cantaloupes than Craig Woolard, who is the lead singer.
That's so cool. I wanted to Embers. Do the 5K. It was this morning. My friend's Nancy.
Well, I'm glad
Broadwell.
You chose this instead.
Oh, thank you, yes.
But yeah, my buddies ran this morning, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I texted them to bring me a Ridgway cantaloupe.
It was right hot.
Ooh, humid.
But when is the festival? Is this part of the festival?
It must be, because
yeah.
that's the weekend they do it, yeah.
Well, it'd be a good day to go to Ridgewood. Ridgway, it's not far from Henderson. In Orlando, in Warren County. I guess it's in Warren County.
That's a smaller cantaloupe, as I recall, but very, very...
A lot of
very
taste.
Tasty.
Yeah. Big John's an advocate.
I got some pretty cantaloupes coming along.
If we give him a chance, he'll go on and on and on about it.
Oh, well, too. We'll do that.
He's going to be in the... He'll be harder to control because he'll be in the studio because won't be able to hang up on it.
That radio man will come out in him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a note here from Horace Hodges. It said, as Mickey Mantle said, if I'd known I would live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
All right. We don't want to leave Susan on. I think this is Susan Gregg, who is with the Iris, Bearded Iris Sale there, Iris Society. Susan, am I right? Hey, Susan.
Nice to talk to you, distinguished gardeners. The Irish people are hard at work here at the Ralston Arboretum. They're laying out on tables all of the irises that have been dug from our gardens. And believe you me, we got a room full. Oh, boy, are the gardeners in for a treat this morning.
I'll bet.
Because this is the time to plant. I'm sorry, it's 94. But this is...
Oh,
wow. Oh, we lost Susan. All right. Well, Susan, call back.
You might have to go over to a different section
Did
of the garden.
Did she say 94?
She's out at the Ruby Swain building at the education building there at the Ralston Arboretum. So, all right. Herb just, I better go to a different note here because Herb had some photos, including a Rufus tomato.
Oh, good gracious.
Can you give us... it's hard to tell how big that thing is. It doesn't look too big. Herb, good morning.
Good morning, Mike, Rufus, and Nelsa.
Good morning.
If you're able to get to all of the photos, I put a ruler there to give you an idea of how big that tomato is.
Professor that you
tomato.
Are.
And you see there's a, I think it's about 2 inches or so.
Yeah. There we go. I'm showing the photo here.
Well, mine is about the size of the end of my thumb, and yours is much further along, Herb. I've never had any luck with the Rufus tomato.
There's only one problem is, and that's the only tomato on that vine.
Goodness.
But maybe we'll see. The other thing is, of course, y'all were talking about the logs. And, of course, being on a river right now, the water is extremely high. And you are right. There are logs floating down. have to be really careful.
Jamesville didn't get any flooding, did they? I guess it didn't. Oh, they did.
Yes, in the low parts of the county, of course, it's low all the time.
Yeah.
But water is standing pretty high in some places. I was going to ask Rufus if he has in his swampy area swamp mallow.
Yes.
That's the,
have you actually been down into that bog?
I don't go way down in there because it's
there are
it's frightening. We have
there are our old snooks. Enemies who are down there.
Yes.
What I call swamp daisy. This is what you're talking about.
No.
It's not?
No. You're talking about the yellow swamp daisy?
Yeah.
No, he's talking about it's in the actual hibiscus family.
Oh, the mallow. He said mallow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you have a photo of here? No.
Or
is that
I have it in my garden, Herb.
There you go.
I have it in my garden.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, I was just going to say, I'm at a point now where I'm trying to cut back on having to do a lot of work. So I'm going with perennials.
I've heard that. I've heard that from current employees.
Yeah. I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going to suggest that people to look into that. That's a pretty, it likes sun, but it's a beautiful, beautiful flower. And I think you have a picture of one of them there that I took this morning along with the tomatoes. So,
yes,
Rufus, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Herb.
I will let other people get in, and y'all have a great weekend.
I have that very, very hibiscus flower. What did you call it?
Swamp mallow.
Swamp mallow. M-A-L-L-O-W. Yeah.
Like the candy, Rufus.
I have everything.
The mallow cups.
Yeah. I have them as big as a dinner plate, and then down to the size you've got. And one of them, Herb, is about 12 feet tall.
Oh my!
And has it's light red, Nelsa, and has long leaves.
Like a marijuana plant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
And the bloom is...
You haven't grown any lately out there, have you?
No, but I grew that at my first house in Garner in a detective...
With the marijuana?
No, the...
I'm trying to elicit it's some
hibiscus,
kind of confession.
Hibiscus coccinea. So the people behind me, the guy was a detective, and he sent his wife over, and she's like... Well, what is this? What is this? And I'm like, this is hibiscus. You know, back then you were all blah, 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 botanical names. And she's like, what? And I'm like, she goes, is this marijuana? I was like, no.
There are a lot of things that look like marijuana.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Have a great weekend.
Take it easy, Herb. Our best to your mom.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. She's doing fine.
Good.
I should have told her, no, that's growing over here. That's a hibiscus.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Can't you recognize it?
That's funny.
What did you say, Joel? Yeah. Susan, sorry we lost you. That Ruby McSwain building has thick walls, I guess. But, you weren't coming through very well. Are you okay?
Okay. I've moved to a place where I can at least see outside. I'm not going
out. Okay. Yeah, it's a little warm. I wanted to ask on my walking route every day, somebody planted a couple of years ago some variegated iris. They're small.
Okay.
They're small, but they are beautiful.
Are they like less than 6 inches short? Or
No. They're taller than that.
Okay.
They're taller than that, but they're not real tall. See how sophisticated I am with iris, but I want to get to know this person so they'll give me some, or I can at least find some. Do y'all have any variegated for sale? We're losing you again, Susan.
I was going to say maybe not bearded, but probably Siberian or
it's probably more Siberian,
Louisiana or any of those,
Susan, the last round, we couldn't understand anything you said. You sounded fine at first.
Anything. Oh, good.
Now we got you. Well, we got you fine now. Don't move. So, do y'all have anything variegated out there?
Oh, we have. Still removing irises from the and so I don't know really here yet, but I know that there are tables full So you'll have your pick of most anything you want. And we do have some rebloomers. I heard you all talking earlier about rebloomers, and I got so excited.
Daylilies, yeah.
But it was daylilies. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, you talk about iris, reblooming iris then.
Yes, there are reblooming irises. This is a little early for them. They don't usually rebloom in July.
Yeah.
But this is the time to replant, to dig up and divide and replant. And if you're unsure about that, please come by. And if you don't want to buy any, we understand. But you can get all kinds of information. We have iris growers here who have been growing, well, we've been growing them for about 50 years. So
yes.
In that time, we've learned a thing or two. And I'll be glad to share anything I have with you.
Well, let
so
me mention.
Please come by.
Let me mention, it's at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum, this sale, the Bearded Iris sale.
It is, and we'll be here until from 9 until 3.
Now, it's in the Ruby McSwain Education Center in room 105.
Yes, and we're really cool in there and comfortable.
Yeah.
So take a break from the heat and come by.
So 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, can I ask?
One thing I wanted to mention today is that you are not to cut back your iris leaves in the summertime. Some people think for some reason that you should give them a haircut, and that's not true unless or until you dig them. And then you need to cut back the leaves to about 6 inches or so just to account for the loss of roots. System, and they're easier to replant if they don't have all those tall leaves. So keep that in mind, and we can give you some other pointers, and we have a sheet that'll tell you exactly how to dig and replant and plant from the beginning. So we need you to come by and get some information from us, and of course, look at the beautiful iris plants that we have for sale. This year we had a wonderful sale because we had a convention here in April and had what we call guest irises. Hybridizers from over the country sent out irises to us. And we planted in our gardens, and now they have increased. So we're bringing some of those good,
that's really cool,
new varieties today.
That's really awesome.
So you're in luck.
Well, can I ask about there was a construction out there some weeks ago when I went by to get my seeds, and I couldn't get into the J.C. Ralston. Is the road work done out there now?
It's not done, but you can get in, yes.
Off of Burrell Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You couldn't do that from some weeks ago, and it was very confusing about how to get in there.
4415 Burrell Road, B-E-R-Y-L Road,
yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah, 4415.
Out of town.
Burrell, right. And you just have to follow the signs because all the road work and the refiguration, I don't know where I am anymore when I start to
I understand,
get on.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
Hillsborough Street is a mystery.
Yes, ma'am.
But
well, Susan, I'm glad you got through, and so glad you took time to call us. And the Bearded Iris Sale, Iris Society, begins at 9 o'clock in a minute here.
And I may decide to go by there, Mike.
We would love to have you.
Ends at 3 o'clock. And we got to go, Susan. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.